This episode is Bad Dates, and it's the first time we reached out asking for voice notes.
Yep.
And it was hilarious, and we're so excited.
Yeah.
You guys are going to die.
I have a mole on my hand, and we're talking, and she sees it. She goes, and points to it. She's like, are you gay? I was like, what? She's like, yeah, are you gay?
He bit my hand because he was thinking that I needed to pay more attention to him.
I'm very curious how many people would walk away. Like I'm just going to say it. One of my bad dates, he said, I didn't invite you here on a date. You slept with my boyfriend and you took my Christmas present. And I'm like, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Watch us evolve from really professional, brilliant people into what you see before you today.
This podcast represents the opinions of our hosts and guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice and is for informational purposes only. This podcast also does not establish a standard of care, doctor-patient, or client relationship. No guarantee is given regarding the accuracy of any statements or opinions made on the podcast or website. And because each person is so unique, all listeners are encouraged to connect with counseling and medical professionals for assistance with their personal journey. All people, places, and scenarios mentioned in the podcast have been changed to protect the privacy of those involved.
Welcome to We're Not Fine. I'm Dr. Talia Jackson.
And I'm Doug Jensen. We thank you for listening every week to our deep and thought-provoking conversations about relationships.
So we just finished our episode on bad dates,
which was epic.
And we're feeling a little bit like we got a little graphic and a little sexual and a little raunchier than we usually do because there were things referenced, right?
Oh my, I learned a lot, and you're also going to learn a lot, or you're going to think it's tame, or you're going to be horrified, but it's so good and so funny. And just, you know, be warned when you talk about bad dates, it's also really gross, raunchy, weird,
not necessarily
sexual
gross
stuff.
Depending on your likes and dislikes.
Halitosis.
However,
biting.
I don't know if that somebody might be into that. Here's what I want to say about it. Like, if you're a client of mine and you're talking about your sexual excursions, you know I'm going to go with you on that.
Yeah,
I'm going to talk about anything.
TMI.
I know a lot of things and I've heard a lot of things and there's nothing that will surprise me. But if you are easily offended or if this is triggering for you to talk about fairly lewd comments about things, I might say lewd. This may not be the episode for you, so be cautioned.
But if
you do want to be sensitive to that,
sitting with your great great grandma and you're doing whatever you want, and there are no little ears around,
that's
get
right.
Ready for this ride. Welcome to the We Are Not Fine podcast. It's actually more weird.
It's weird because if you like, oftentimes when I say that to people, they'll look up We Are Not Fine and it doesn't show up on Spotify or Google or Apple or YouTube's or Google's or anything like that.
You already say Instacart?
Instacart or Snapgram or... Thank God for our social media gal. We're on TikTok now.
Oh my gosh. Woo-hoo. Seriously. We're Not Fine Pod. We're on TikTok. We're going to be so cute and funny. She's having
Are
us,
we?
Yeah, you just wait. She's having us do these really cute, trendy TikTok things. Even though Doug is almost 80 years old and I just turned 21, we are still in the inn with the cool kids.
Do you remember when we were out and somebody said, I think Talia's 46 and I think Doug is 42. Do you remember that conversation? Because I'm glad to remind you over and over.
I know you're always like slipping $20 bills.
I'm not slipping 20. They're hundreds.
Okay.
They are hundreds.
$1,000.
Let's get that answer correctly. So
I know why you guys are all here. Y'all.
Are you talking? But you're looking at me like, do you see multiples of me?
I do.
Because we have a big problem.
I do.
How much wine did you drink last night?
2.5 glasses.
Oh, boy. You're seeing multiples?
I feel like it was like,
you looked at me and said, you guys, and I'm like,
You guys, all of you. Okay, this episode is Bad Dates, and it's the first time we reached out asking for voice notes.
Yep.
And it was hilarious, and we're so excited.
Yeah.
You guys are going to die.
I can't wait for that. And you know, the thing about it is every topic we do, because we've done this work for so long, I've done it for like a year and a half because I'm like 20. I'm not.
He's still a neonate.
I am almost at 30 years of practice.
I know.
29 this year. I know. I've done 29.
I was just a baby when you
were
me.
I know.
At River City Clinic.
That fateful day that I hired Talia Jackson. Who
was
stellar. You were pre-limo. You were pre-famous. You were pre-rich.
We're still all of those things.
That's a sad reminder. Let me tell you something, though. This dating thing. Like, dating is a really serious issue. A lot of people are scared of it. A lot of people don't feel like they've had, I don't know, maybe a positive experience, and they're like jaded by it. And I'm somebody who thinks dating is freaking fun. Mm-hmm. I think it's like the most fun. And so when I was single, I'm still single, but when I first became single, gosh, a long time ago, I went on like, I've said this on the podcast, I went on like 30 dates. I had so much fun. But what I found is that I was really quickly weeding people out, but I like meeting people. I like it.
Maybe it's about
I still do.
Expectations. Like
maybe
if you're looking for a forever person.
Yeah.
And you're going into each date hoping that that person is everything you've ever dreamed of.
Yep.
And then you have experiences like the experiences we're about to share with you. I could see it being kind of traumatizing. But if you're going in as like freshly single, ready to mingle, having fun, wanting to try out new places, you're just going to meet people and weed people out. It's like,
I know.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. And I feel like no matter who I got together with, like I saw pictures ahead of time. I made sure that I knew who I was dating.
Pictures of their faces. Because I know that's something on Grindr. That
what is Grindr? I'm unfamiliar.
It basically is a catalog of naked men from the collarbone down.
Isn't that all that counts?
Remember the one that you showed me
I'm
of
kidding.
The guy who I don't think was wearing pants and he was holding this dog and the dog's crotch and his crotch were literally perfectly aligned in the photo and you couldn't tell
thank you
whose wing wang you were actually looking at.
No, Talia, a dog's wing wang and a human man's wing wang is very different.
Not in this photo.
I'm going to need to talk to your husband about... Rob,
I had
we
to,
need to chat
like,
about
zoom in to see what I was looking
your wag wag
your wig wag.
So you know what's funny about this too, when we started bringing up this topic, I was reminded of my dating days, and I periodically will still go on a date. Like I've gone on a couple dates maybe in the last 5 years, like people who I'm really feeling connected with when we chat, et cetera. I'm always open to it. Like I'm always open to meeting, going on a walk, going on a hike, especially now that I've kind of zeroed in on what I'm looking for.
What are you looking for? Was that too much?
No, it's really just very clear to me. Like if I met somebody who I wanted to spend significant time with, which I have, I would love to be in an ethically non-monogamous situation.
Yes.
Like right.
With me and
like you and I would be ethically non-monogamous and we could invite the guy over. We could maybe include Rob. I'm not sure if he's in my circle or not.
The dog.
He did give me some donut bowls today.
Yes. Okay. So, you know, we're going to do a membership. I know we keep talking about this and we're going to do some bonus material. But basically, we tried to do 3 episodes last time we recorded because we wanted to get ahead of the game. And then between episode number 2 of filming and episode number 3,
yeah,
Doug made a fateful error where he had like a whole bunch of pastries.
Yeah.
Which is literally like kryptonite to Superman.
Oh my God.
So we had the giggles for 7 full minutes. We were laughing, crying, peeing ourselves. And then Doug went totally
comatose.
He was like if you're on YouTube right now watching, he was like real pale.
Ooh.
And he was like looking off into the great beyond. And I was trying to talk to him. And then he'd be like,
I can't do this. I finally said, I can't do this.
He's like, I'm done. I'm out. And then he crawled out of his chair and laid on the ground.
Yeah. Let
it
me
was like maybe a paramedic situation.
Yeah. I want to say about this. So, however, yes, I might have mentioned this because it was really frightening to me. Like, if I eat gluten, I start to get uncomfortable. Everybody who is gluten intolerant knows what I'm talking about. And evidently, that's just something that happens with age. I don't think I have celiacs. It's just something that happens. And then if I eat sugar in addition to that, it's like a pre-diabetic response or something where I feel like I'm just zoning out. So I had the most amazing cinnamon something from the patisserie near my office.
Oh God, that place.
They were like $80.
Okay, but they were worth it. You almost died.
I did almost die. So I literally went out and laid down and I'm like, this is not happening in the next hour or so. And we had gone on our third. So I can't function, guys. So luckily I do not eat that when I'm in my office or I'm practicing. I just very seldom do, but I looked at them and then I had a small bite, which I can usually do pretty well.
Yeah.
And
no.
Dude, I ate the whole thing.
Well, so yesterday.
Because it was so good. Thank you to the patisserie near my office.
Yesterday morning, my sweet husband and I went out to this cute little pop-up and we felt so cool. And it's like the pastry.
You are so cool.
Oh my God. Nothing makes you feel cooler than standing in a long line for things you've never had with a whole bunch of other people who also feel cool.
Was it like a sit-down pop-up or was it a food truck pop-up?
It was in a coffee shop and they just set up a table. It's this amazing restaurant near our home that just tried a little pop-up pastry thing, which is not their thing, but it got a lot of buzz. We felt all cool. Anyway, I brought in, Rob said, here are some donuts from yesterday, and it was like these beautiful big donuts with these tiny little, like the donut holes were on top of the donut.
That's cute.
And Rob said, make sure Doug only eats the balls. And we had a good laugh about that.
Yeah, I've been texting him about his balls all day.
Like, I ate your balls. Ha, ha,
I
ha.
Said something else.
And I have a real problem with text chains, as we've talked about. And somehow I'm on a text chain with Rob and Doug. And you, my really evolved, emotionally mature, like... emotionally intelligent husband, you bring him down to like a 14-year-old.
He is so much
boy
fun.
Level where I'm like, Talia Jackson has removed herself from this conversation. I wish I knew how to do that.
You don't want to do that though, because it's us, your two favorite people on the planet.
But you guys would have so much more fun if I weren't there. Just like every
it's kind of fun to get your responses. Like, okay, children. Or little boys, or, and then I'm like, where are you?
And
where's
then I
Talia?
Put like a gif or a gif, I'll never know, of like a baby sucking
some peanut
his
butter.
Thumb.
You did do that. And then you felt bad because I was being serious about something and you were making fun of
babies.
Oh my God. I love that show on Netflix.
I called him immature.
Because I said reindeer baby and it's
like,
a show.
Yeah. Why don't you go watch your reindeer babies and suck your thumb? And that's actually clearly a real show.
A very serious show about stalking. So speaking of stalking, we should probably get on to our topic.
Oh my God, you guys.
What do you think of that segue?
Really good.
Yeah, I know.
High five. You're winning at life. Okay, are you ready for our voice notes?
I told my roommate in college that I would go on a double date with her, kind of just to be her wingman, and I was not really interested in the guy, and it was these two guys that were on the basketball team, and I kind of had heard about this guy anyway. He sounded like a player, so I was just not very interested. We went to a movie, or we went out to dinner to a movie, and then we went back to like their dorm room, one of their dorm rooms. I don't think they lived together at that time, but I was apparently not paying enough attention to him and was talking to my friend's boyfriend, the one she was interested in, and he bit my hand because he was thinking that I needed to pay more attention to him. Huge red flag.
Or not. I'm kidding.
Unless you're into
there's
that.
Actually lots of very... disturbing things that guy went on to do. But yeah, I don't know if he thought that was going to be something that would turn me on, but he bit me. And that was our first date and our last date.
cautionary tale, folks. If you're in a situation where your date's not paying a lot of attention to you, what do you not do?
However.
Okay. Oh, another take.
Let me show you.
A hot take. Oh, that's real wet. Yeah, I'm not into that.
So, you know, people sometimes love biting, but that's not what this is. There was no consent about this. There was no anything. So, yes, I find that disturbing that someone would bite your hand. Like, did it leave marks is what I want to know, all that sort of thing. But it doesn't matter. Either way, yuck. Which, by the way, this person who called in is also saying, I wasn't really into it anyway. I was being a wing person. And so there's a part of this that, you know, that you kind of knew you weren't going to talk to him and you weren't into him. So I think there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle, but you kind of went along with it for that reason. Obviously, this guy did not know that. He was clearly into you. And so this biting thing, though, to get attention. And by the way, you were talking to the other dude, which probably intensified his jealousy or insecurity, and he needed to get your attention. But that's a shitty way of doing it. It's called use your words, dude.
I know. It literally sounds like a four-year-old who's not getting his way. I mean, who does that? It's so
immature. Hannibal Lecter does that.
I know. It's sort of like, it's
cannibals do that.
Like, really immature, pay attention to me. If I can't get positive attention, I'm going to get negative attention. And maybe it also
childlike, by the way. Children bite.
Maybe he was trying to like add something sexy into the mix.
I don't think so, because that's not where you bite somebody when it's sexy.
Read the room. Where do you bite someone on a first date?
Can I show you?
You could just tell me.
I can show you one right here. I have one on my pec right now.
Are you really going to talk about that?
I'm not.
Is that from the Billy Goat? Jimmy Goat?
No.
Would you like to share with the audience?
Nope, I'm not going to share anything about that.
That's what I
have been bit, though, and part of it can be playful and fun. But this is not what this is, by the way. I'm very clear this is not what this is.
It feels like ownership or like a tantrum.
Like branding people.
Branding. Like, you're not paying attention to me, and I want your attention, and it certainly got your attention.
I got to be honest. What I'm really curious about is what you did when he bit you. Like, if somebody bit me and I wasn't like consenting, I'd be like, what the fuck, dude? It would be a dude for me too, or a woman. I guess
picture that she probably was like, what in the hell? And
maybe didn't want to ruin it, though, for her girlfriend who was into the other guy. And so she didn't want to make a scene, maybe. Yeah. So I don't love that story. And I'm guessing, like, I want to know what you did. I want to know if you were protecting your friend's date.
I hope you felt obligated.
I hope your friend, by the way, said, what the fuck, dude? Don't bite my friend.
I know.
Because you did that for your friend. So your friend should have your back.
Ew.
That is what I think.
Gross. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I'm glad that was the first and the last. And
are we sure it was the last? Or did she go on a second date with this person?
Did she marry him?
Did she?
I'll find out later.
Wow.
Pretty sure it was the first and the last.
We'll find out. So no, that's a bad date.
Ew.
Like, that's called assault, by the way. You can't bite people. It's assault.
Yeah, plain and simple.
I'm calling the cops.
Read the room. Okay,
wow.
Next.
Yeah, this is a good one. This was probably back in about 2000. I was living in Boston. And while I was in school, I was also waiting tables at a restaurant. So I went to the sister restaurant one day for something, I can't remember what. And there was a girl sitting at the bar. This is the middle of the day. So I said hi to her. We chatted real quick. I was, hey, let's go out for a drink. She was like, okay. Gave me her number. And we agreed to meet it the next day. So this is, you know, this is kind of early cell phone days. So we were going to meet at, let's say, 7. I was running late because of the train. So I get there by about 7:15. Show up and she's wasted. She had gotten there a half hour beforehand. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So she's trashed. I was like, all right, well, I guess I need to catch up. So I started having some drinks.
Catch up.
And at one point she, right off the bat, I should have ended it quickly, but I didn't. We're just talking and she's like, blah, 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 blah. My fucking Jew landlord. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's great. I'm like, okay, should have left, didn't. And then I have a mole on my hand, and we're talking, and she sees it. She goes, and points to it. She's like, are you gay? I was like, what? She's like, yeah, are you gay? I'm like, because of the mole in my hand? She's like, yeah. I was like, no, I'm not. And, you know, I'm also on a date with you. She's like, oh, okay. She's like, well, I am a little bit. So I'm like, all right, whatever the fuck that means. So we leave. And she's like, let's go have a fire in my fireplace. I'm like, okay, sounds fine.
Is that a metaphor?
Ignoring all of these red flags, mind you. And so we go back to her place and we're having some cocktails and drinks, whatever. And she wants to watch As Good As It Gets, which is a terrible fucking movie.
About OCD.
I'm like, well, yeah. All right, fine.
About OCD.
So we're hanging out, watching the movie, making out a little bit. And then as we're making out, like, she just stops and she's like, wait, 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 this part's really funny. And then she, you know, says the line along with whatever was happening on TV. I was like, okay, that's weird. So I said, listen, I think I'm going to go. I'm not so sure you're really into this. You know, I think we'll just go. She's like, well, why don't you come back tomorrow and make love to me? I was like, what?
Run! Run!
I was like, I don't think I'm going to do that. And then, so anyway, then we somehow, we end up, so she has a lofted bed, basically like a dorm room. Wasn't a dorm room.
I love this
story. So we climb up to her lofted bed, which has an air mattress in it, which is basically like a fucking raft, right? And we're up there and we're having sex on this raft bed. And at one point she's like, where's your accent from? And I was like, well, you know, I've lived in, you know, I'm born in Connecticut, grew up in North Carolina, Minnesota. And then she cuts me off. She's like, if you go to Europe and fake your accent, they'll fucking kill you. I was like, what? So at this point, I'm now searching under the pillow for knives and shit like this. It was really fucking terrifying.
And needles.
There is a phenomenon called a fear erection. I don't know if that's exactly what was happening tonight. We had sex another time, right? And so when that was done... Oh, yeah. So then she starts yelling at me in German. She's like,
oh, rap, 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 rap.
I don't know if it was actually German or just sounded aggressive and German-esque. So anyway, now I'm super fucking nervous. Have sex again anyway, though. I don't know. Just plow through. Commitment to craft, right?
And then, craft.
So then she passes out. And I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. So I creep out of the raft bed and down the fucking rickety ladder that was her loft bed. And I get down, I put on my boxers, and I grab all my shit, and I walk out the door, leaving the door open because I didn't want to make any noise closing it, and got outside and got dressed in the street. Just fleeing at this point. I kept her number in my phone for a couple of months, never heard from her. I did that just in case, you know, if the phone rang and I didn't know who it was, I'd be like, oh, that's her. So anyway, yeah. Anti-Semitic, homophobic, probably xenophobic, all this kind of shit. Girl that, yeah, there we go. There's another good one. We're not going to be a good match.
And yet you made out.
Let me know if this
and had sex with her.
Happy to help.
Twice.
Yeah. Can I tell you, first of all, I want to know this guy.
Did you just say go ahead to the voice note recording?
Did I say go ahead?
Yeah, you did.
No, I meant to you.
You were like in a conversation.
I'm in a conversation with a voice note.
I think first we should start with how many fucking red flags do you need to see?
So first of all, I want to know this person. You have a very, very funny storytelling way of this raft bed, all of it. However, you're
hilarious.
Right.
Hilarious. Okay, let's go through. Trashed at the bar already by the time he
Correct.
Gets there. What else? Anti-Semitic, homophobic.
What is the mole thing, by the way? Like, I'm looking at my hands. Like, I don't have any moles on my hands. I have a tattoo. I don't.
But is it because you got it removed?
No.
When you were straight before you were 40? I mean, that's like the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, off her rocker. Okay, then they came back and it was the movie, As Good As It Gets, where she was like, seeing the lines with the movie.
But it's a good movie on OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Jack Nicholson has to count steps. He has a lot of rituals that he needs to engage
is
in.
Is that foreshadowing? Is this what's going on? Is she like telling you something?
She used the moles to find out if he was gay, which has no correlation. Gays don't have moles on their hands necessarily. They might. But so might straight or bisexual or pansexual people. So let's just put that out there as an educational opportunity. But number two, that was her way of like saying, I'm kind of gay.
Yeah.
So she's maybe bisexual. But again, bad communication.
But how can you be that phobic and anti and judgy and weird and then also be kind of gay?
Yeah. So, except that I think she was using the mole thing as a transitional conversation piece, but there has no merit to that. That's like her saying, "Oh, you drink out of a cup? Are you gay?
Must be, yeah.
Are you bisexual because you drink out of a purple cup?"
No, maybe it was a transition. Like she was trying to find a way to talk about what she wanted.
I think she was, but I don't like it. And by the way, again, like there are people I'm just going to be honest about this. If I was out on a date with someone and someone was like homophobic, internally homophobic, or they were anti-Semitic, or
would you walk up rickety steps to their raft mattress and then look under the pillows for knives?
No, I would do none of those things. However,
twice.
I mean, I've had really shitty dates, by the way. I mean, yeah, I've
of course.
That had red flags and I shouldn't have proceeded.
Right? Because sometimes you're just really attracted and you know.
I was, yeah.
And maybe if you're a guy, maybe you aren't really worried if things get sketchy that it's actually going to end up with, like, they're going to kill you.
Well, this is what I want to say. I was on a date one time with someone who was hallucinating during the dinner. Oh. And starting to talk to my family members who he didn't know, but...
Oh, God.
Started talking about like, well, your daughter doesn't like me. And I'm like, what do you mean?
And was he looking off into the
He was looking next to me on the booth.
That's not a good thing.
So then I had to bring him back because I was his ride home. He could have taken a Uber, I guess. But needless to say, so I went home and then all of a sudden handcuffs got brought out. I'm like, I'm out. I'm out of here. But I did not feel vulnerable. I did not.
And maybe that's the difference. I kind of want to move back to the fear erection and getting yelled at in German, or he said a German
Jawohl.
Accent.
Yeah.
Das Wetter ist schön.
You say the same phrase each time because it's the
so
only
do
one you.
I don't. The only one you know.
I actually speak a little German.
So do I.
No, you don't. You have one line.
Ich bin.
Wo ist die Toilette?
Over there in the hallway.
Oh.
Breastfarts.
Whatever. Okay. So back to this guy. I have several. First of all, love his storytelling. I think he's very, very funny.
What's a fear erection?
So arousal can happen with a lot of different things. I actually sent one of my buddies an Instagram that said something about, I sent you the thing about wieners.
I think you need a new set of friends.
I don't. I'm glad to send that to you and Rob. And Rob responded really well.
Yeah.
And then we got into like, wiener size.
Take me off this text message. But I couldn't figure out how to do it.
I love all that is Rob.
I know, me too. He's kind of the best.
Well, but you don't like talking to us when we talk to each other.
Right. Like, why do you need me to witness the ridiculous?
Because your responses are kind of funny.
Penis. But. Balls.
Like, we're professionals, Doug. Ew.
And one of Shame. Us is talking that way. And I'm trying to be serious about dating.
Okay, fear erection. Give it to
me. Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of like arousal can come in a lot of different ways. Like, think about, I'm trying to figure out how to explain this. He called it a fear erection. I don't know that I've ever heard something called that, which I think is very funny. Yeah. But like that mysteriousness, the impromptu, the adventure.
Like you might die. It's like maybe
excitement. Having an That's called excitement.
On like a zip line or in a high-speed car chase. While a gorilla is chasing you.
So, by the way, people are stimulated all different ways, right? And so erections can come in a lot of ways. Like when we're young as dudes, we oftentimes have erections for no apparent reason. We might be in class. God, we might be in the forest.
In class or in the forest.
And then you just put a book in front of it.
Or a pillow. There's no pillows.
I don't know that we have pillows.
God, that is so challenging.
What school did you go to? No, it's really not. Because you just, you know, and then eventually it goes away because you're like kind of embarrassed and then it's not attractive.
But it's like maybe a little bit of like the adrenaline and the cortisol and the
you just hit
yeah,
it.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Adrenaline is a good way of putting it. I don't know, by the way, I mean, this guy who I adore, the way that he talks, this raft bed, he's fucking funny.
It's hilarious.
The rickety stairs, you need to do some comedian activity.
Seriously. And also I can totally picture him holding his clothes, running out into the middle of the street.
By the way, I love that. By the way, the other thing I wrote down is that this woman said, come tomorrow and make love to me.
Yeah.
So that feels romantic instead of fucking. And there's a big difference, right?
I'm really thrown off by everything that's happening here.
With me or with this guy?
Always with you.
Yeah.
But mostly that's with fair. This voice note.
Yeah. So I kind of want to say, like, I'm curious how many people listening, and I'd love to hear your responses to this on whatever platform you listen or view this. I'm very curious how many people would walk away. Like I'm just going to say one of my bad dates was this guy asked me out and somehow he got my text information.
You mean your cell phone number?
What is that? So I get this text and he's like, and it was the time that I was kind of single and out and not everybody. Lots of people were like exploring a date with me at the time, which is very flattering.
Literally.
Like I got a text from you at that time and you're like,
I was like, are you
available?
Sweet? Are you available?
I'm mostly gay. So yes, I would have gone out with you.
Aww.
I would now still because I'm single.
Crickets.
And ready to mingle.
Crickets.
Yeah. You want to involve crickets in our relationship now?
That's right. The dog, Jimmy Goat, crickets.
Gosh, darn it. We're going to get some merchandise. Jimmy Goat's going to be on it.
Yeah.
Secondly, okay, though, I want to talk about this date. So this guy asked me out and so I meet him at Green Mill. We're going to just have a cocktail, see if we're like compatible because I always met, you know, the story, right? And then he said, I didn't invite you here on a date. You slept with my ex-boyfriend. And I'm like, you slept with my boyfriend and you took my Christmas present. And I'm like, I have no idea who you're talking about. And sure enough, I had gone on a date with this amazing guy from Madison. Really nice guy. Gorgeous penthouse. And he did give me a gift.
I thought this was the one where like you started choking and someone gave you the Heimlich.
That wasn't a date. That was with my child.
Oh, God. Was that a Green Mill too?
Yeah.
What a nightmare.
I'm prone to choking. This is what I want to ask our readers to – our listen readers.
Oh, my
God. No one reads us. This is not a book, Kelly. This is a podcast. If you're reading this podcast, you are really in trouble
because
we don't have such a thing.
Text information.
If you have anything to say about this, I want to know how many people would have slept with her after she was drunk, anti-Semitic, and homophobic. Like I would not. I would be like, I'm out. Good luck, raft girl.
But what if she looked like The Rock or John Cena?
Then yes, I would be married to that person by now.
I do. I want
my criteria is very different than yours.
It's true. Very different. I need to know if you're nice to your
grandma.
I'm
kidding, by the way. Oh, God.
I need to know a lot about a person to find them attractive. Like, I need one whole season's worth of.
Oh, my God. Depth. I'm bored by you. I'm bored by your dating possibilities. Poor Rob.
I feel sorry for you.
TMZ.
Looking at photo after photo of separate pieces of anatomy.
Does it for me.
Like, it's like.
But when you're at a place in your life where like dating seriously is not what you're looking for, I would not engage in a monogamous relationship as all of our listeners and readers know.
All of our readers. I'd like you to
write. Are those readers that you're wearing?
I actually love the idea of interaction and you guys telling us what you think. Where can they do
that? I can't wait. Like, I want to know, like, how many people would actually go through with sex? And then rickety stairs, raft bed, like in dorms.
Checking for knives under the pillow.
This woman, however, feels really unusual and not appealing to at least someone like myself.
I'll tell you.
Would you date her?
Absolutely not.
Why? Because you're Jewish?
That's right. And because I have a mole on my hand.
But you are homophobic.
For sure. Terrified. Contact@wearenotfine.com. No.
Contact at
no,
what?
I'm starting that over. Doing? Everyone listen. Contact@wearenotfine.com.
I'm going to look that up right now.
That's our email. Contact@wearenotfine.com. I want to hear everything. Would you date this person? Would you date Doug? It sounds like Doug wants to
I'd like that not to be answered because that's a dangerous, slippery slope.
They're not.
However, John Cena or Dwayne Johnson, if you're listening.
Okay.
Call me.
Let's listen to another horrifying date from our new best friend.
Can I tell you, he's my best friend now.
I know, he's the
best. I love him. I want him to he's come into the studio.
Here you go. Here's another. Met this girl on a dating app. Said she had gone to Vanderbilt. She was, I don't know, fairly young. 25, 26 or some shit like that. Doesn't matter. She'd gone to Vanderbilt and like majored in psychology. And I was like, oh, okay. Sounds interesting.
That's fantastic.
So first date, she just is like, well, why don't we meet at your house? I'm like, oh, okay. Oof. So she comes over. And first off, she is not 5'6", like she said. She's like 4'11". So she's small. She certainly had not gone to Vanderbilt because she was the manager. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me back that up. She was the assistant manager at a Claire's at the mall. So I mentioned this to one of my friends later. He said, at this point in our lives, no one, you shouldn't be dating anyone that's an assistant manager of Claire's. You should be dating people that own several Claire's. I'm like, hey, I didn't know this. So anyway, she comes over and may have a couple of drinks, and it smells like her teeth are rotting out of her face. I found that out after we kissed, and I was like, dear God, this is so bad that I had to, you know, I didn't know how bad her mouth was until we kissed. And then I got up and had to walk away, and then I went to the bathroom to brush my own teeth. Let's just say that we never talked again. Oh, but she did give me a blowjob. What?
What were you about to say?
All right. First of all, we do need this dude to come to the studio. I need to meet him because this guy is so horny that he will do any number of things. So she gave you a blowjob with meth mouth. She gave you that is all over your dick.
The theme is, oh my God, red flag, red flag, red flag. Am I going to die?
But I'm going to get off.
Are there knives?
Yeah. But, I'm going to have sex and I'm going to get a blowjob, which is also sex, by the way, people. It's called oral sex.
You know what it sounds like is that your brain is telling you, run, run, this is horrible.
But your dick
is telling you a completely different story.
Yeah.
And what that voice sounds like is, well, why not? What's the worst that could happen?
Momentary, temporary, like fun, relief, all that sort of thing that happens sort of with like, an orgasm.
It's like your mental bar for what you're looking for in a mate is clearly a graduate degree and oral hygiene, maybe not an alcohol problem or violent German speaking, or having a bed.
I call it oral hijinks.
That's right.
Isn't that clever?
And maybe
I just made that up.
Brain would prefer not a lofted bed with an air mattress.
You're going back to the last one.
But it's the theme.
This was at his house. Maybe he got a loft mattress as a result of that first date. By the way, I just want to make a comment that people from Vanderbilt might be assistant managers at Claire's.
And that there's nothing wrong with being an
there
assistant
is nothing
manager
wrong with being an assistant
Claire's.
Manager at Claire's, and Vanderbilt might have a program on selling
piercing.
Earrings, ear piercing, nipple piercing,
that's right.
Whatever else piercing, and selling jewelry. There's that's nothing right. wrong with that. I like Claire's.
And maybe she was also, you know, that show on TV that's like your secret boss and they show up as the assistant manager, but she's actually the CEO of Claire's worldwide.
Then also she might have an infection in her mouth, right? Like what is the reason? I call it meth mouth. But why? Like does she have some kind of gum disease or?
Yeah, she has perio.
Are you sure you know this? That's not what he said.
Rotting.
By the way, such a funny guy. Like,
oh,
and then I got
God.
A blowjob. Blowjob. What?
Do you want to have a drink with him and find out all the stories?
Wherever you are and you're wherever in your travels.
Me six.
Fuck.
I had to pare them down.
I want him. I want him on the show.
He's the best. I'll invite him on.
I'd like a live event with him.
A live event. I think he would do that.
He's really clever. But really, guys, so Vanderbilt could be wrong. By the way, you gave her your home address. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's, even if we're dudes and we don't necessarily feel vulnerable, we don't know who has a gun.
But
we don't know.
Also, fear of erections might be a thing where it's like, how close to
you're going
to
use that a lot, aren't you?
Death am I? This is hot.
You're hooked on fear erections now?
Yeah.
I'm feeling really afraid.
I'm going to write it down. Is that merch worthy?
No.
We are coming up with some really good
merch. No, we're not going to do erections. We're not going to do anything like that.
Well, I think we might need to help coach him.
I want to know about the teeth, though. I want to know about the oral.
Like, what happened?
What happened to her mouth? And, you know, I'm someone who would probably say, so I noticed there's a really big funk coming from your mouth. What?
You would not say that.
Okay, I am not avoidant. I don't know if you've noticed this. I'm very direct. So I would not make out with someone. Like, it would be really hard. Like, I don't want to, what's in your mouth? What am I going to catch?
I don't actually think I would do this because I feel like I am so hygiene and scent pheromone. Like, that is more important to me than almost.
Yeah, me too.
Anything. Well, no, that's like, it's up there. Like, you can't you can't be a lot of things, but what you really can't be is have like scuzzy, fuzzy, disgusting teeth and smelly breath. Look at those chompers.
I know. Hi.
What I might do if I were not me and not in my situation, and also I'm a little avoidant, as you know,
what?
I might say, you know what? I just had this garlicky blah blah at the restaurant. What do you say we brush our teeth?
No, I think I would say there's something going on with your mouth. What
you
is
have
it?
You seen someone about this?
No, I would say, okay, I'm noticing something weird about your mouth. What's up? And I think she would say either like, I just ate a baby dragon or I've got infections all over my mouth or I use meth.
Or,
which of course, that
I
means
I lost that, my toothbrush in 1999.
And I have not, because I graduated from Vanderbilt, I don't have $1.99 to go to the store and get one. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with her mouth, but no, don't kiss.
That's a problem.
Like, I kind of just feel like there's nothing wrong. Like, if you like a guy's scent or a woman's scent,
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that. I'm a big pheromone guy.
Yeah.
Like, I almost need to smell you if I'm going to date you.
I
like,
don't even mind a morning breath kiss if you're
I don't
not,
either. If I'm.
If well, you're, if your hygiene is normally good.
I agree with that.
So halitosis is her name.
Oh, that's so funny. this is what I think about that. I think there is a piece of this that we got to figure out what this guy is doing
laugh.
That he really just wants to have, he wants to get off. I wouldn't even get a blowjob. I'd say, you know what? This isn't working for me. And then I'd go find someone who I really wanted to get
like
one from.
Like, that's what vibrators are for.
In my regular, in my regular rotation.
You have a roster.
Yeah. I would check my roster and see like who's got a star on them on Grindr.
This one is not a voice note. I'm just going to read it. Okay. Okay, there are lots of K's.
Really? That's really funny.
I had just moved here after college in South Dakota. Not fully out yet, but obvi gay. Had an apartment to myself in Uptown and met a straight, air quote, guy that had clearly been drinking for quite some time. God, I wish I remember how we met, but probably early? How we met, but probably early? I don't know. Anyway, he'd been out with his bros and was feeling frisky when he got home and wanted some D.
Dick.
Detergent?
Nope. Dick.
So I'm like, I'm brand new at this, and I can get a straight guy to give me a BJ?
Do you know what that is?
Yes, a barbershop Joe's hot dog.
You're not even good at faking it.
Sign me up. So he comes over, still a bit wobbly and clearly nervous. We get down to business and all he wants to do is give me a BJ. Well, while for a straight guy, the BJ wasn't bad, but his inexperienced gag reflex.
Oh, I thought he was going to say teeth.
Mixed with his day drinking got the better of him. And he just blew Me and blue chunks.
I knew it.
All over me.
I knew it. Oof. Oh boy.
O-M-G-G-G-G.
Okay, I love how you write.
That's disgusting.
So here's the deal.
I'm going to snarf on myself. That's worse than halitosis.
Well, here's what I would say. So, I mean, first of all, I don't, you know, when you say you're obvi gay, I don't know what that means. We are so different as a population. So I'm just going to start there. But then secondly, I love that you tell this story. Obviously this dude is not straight. If he loves dick, he's somewhere on the continuum of sexuality, which is a beautiful thing. I think most people are.
Which most of us
which
are.
Kinsey knew this a long time ago, said there was a bell curve. There's very few just straight versus gay people or same-sex oriented people. And then there's a ton of people in somewhere on that bell curve. And I enjoy that continuum. I think it's a beautiful thing. And if we knew more about that, I am not entirely gay. I am mostly gay and you are mostly straight, maybe.
That's right.
Kind of. Yeah. Here's what I would say about this. I want to say, so, you know, having him come over when he's drunk, of course, he's probably not going to be quite as good at giving a blowjob if he's not able to concentrate. But
it might be,
you know,
his first one.
Also, if you're bigger, gag reflexes are common. And of course, you and I, as gay men who might have some experience, know what to do to mitigate extra large phalluses. Wow. I know, right? Were you impressed with my scientific experience?
Isn't it phalli?
Are you more interested in knowing what that is? I mean, you could put your hand around the base. You can do all kinds of things. You can do all kinds of things to avoid the gag reflex. But yeah, throwing up is not fun.
No.
But it can happen, especially if he was not only drinking a ton, but also eating. I mean, that's not a great time to like have somebody shove something down your throat. So, it, you know, people are going to have gag reflexes. It's a big joke. I thought you were going to talk about teeth, which are another big thing.
No, we already talked about that.
So no dentures. Evidently, that's, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Dentures, I should say. You take them out. So I don't have that. So anyway, I think there's a part of this. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry that that happened. I'm also kind of curious, like, oof.
And it also sounds like you were new to all of this, and this was one of your first experiences that had to land as trauma.
And
somewhere.
I don't want to get too far into this, but, you know, the reality is if you are watching somebody, like, gag and they can't breathe or they're, like, looking like they're going to choke.
Like you at
your
the
dick
Green
out.
Mill.
No, I didn't give anyone a BJ at the Green Mill.
I think it was Pepperona.
No, it was. God, you're just making random guesses and you have really no clue, but you're laughing at yourself again.
A
I think
calzone.
It was Pepperona. No, it was a Cobb salad.
A Cobb salad. I did not see that coming.
It was like bacon. I was choking on bacon. Yeah, I don't know. So I'm sorry that happened because that's not fun for anybody. I always get curious. Like, I want to know the aftermath. Like, after this happens, like after our first person gets bit.
Yeah.
What happened? Tell me the tea.
Hi there. Okay. So let's begin. I met a guy on Hinge. I think his name was Jonathan. And not much in his bio, but he looked cute. And he said he worked for an airline. So naturally, I was like, oh, he must be a pilot. Well, anyway, so we kind of made last minute plans. And then since I'm a single mom divorcee, and we hadn't really talked that much before, I was like, hey, just so you know, here are my potential deal breakers. Like, one, I have a really horrendous tennis tan line. Number two, I do have two daughters and I was previously married. So if you can handle those things, cool. And he responds back with like, oh, that's no big deal at all. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, I just wanted to make sure that if you ghost me, it's for my terrible personality and not for these potential deal breakers. Cute. And he goes, LOL, I'm not 16. I don't ghost people. Anyway, so
good
we meet
you.
Up later. It was so casual. I was like, I'm kind of like over very like serious dates. So I suggested we go watch a football game. And again, this is like 2 years ago, at Buffalo Wild Wings. So we get there, or he got there before me. I arrive and he was like on the phone with his mom. And I was thinking, okay, well, that's nice that he's on the phone with his mom, I guess, you know.
You would like that.
I'll let it slide because it's his mom. And he starts talking about how his mom lives in an apartment and she has really annoying neighbors. And he, and like, because she has kids, neighbors, or the neighbors had kids. And so he said that they're always like walking around and making noise. Curious, right? Like, why would children walk and make noise? That's crazy. Anyway, so he said he went on Amazon and bought her like this long contraption to like taunt them and make noise back at them. And I was like, what on earth? Like, why are you telling me this? Anyway, so the date goes on, and come to find out, also, he is not an airline pilot. He is the person who works at the check-in desk. Again, no big deal. Like, it was just a misunderstanding of however he wrote it. That's okay. Anyway, we continue talking about different things, and he's just bringing up very, like, weird conversation for a first date, and talking about like other girls he was dating. And also when we were looking at the menu, he like looks, I was looking at the menu and he goes, "You're really fucking hot." Like, he said it under his breath. And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "I didn't say anything. You're fucking hot." And I was like, "What on earth?" So like, he's a weirdo, grade A, but I can sit through an hour or two with anyone. So the game is going on, and it was like San Francisco versus the Packers. And he's like, "Oh, San Francisco's going to win, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Well, yeah, of course they are. Like, the score is absolutely like in favor of them." And then the next thing that was coming on was like one of the fights, and it was Nurmagomedov against somebody else. And I was like, "Oh, well, Nurmagomedov is going to win." And he's like, "Oh, really? You think so?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, he's the better fighter." And he goes, "So how about if your guy wins, you pay the tab?" Or no, he goes, "What do you want to bet on it?" And I go, "I don't want to bet anything on it." And he goes, "No, we have to bet." And I go, "Okay, fine. If Nurmagomedov wins, you pay the tab." Or, "Yeah, you pay the tab. And if your guy wins, I'll pay the tab." And he's like, "Well, that's easy. I wasn't going to let you pay the tab anyway." So we're watching the fight. And of course, Nurmagomedov wins. And I'm like, "Haha, sucka." And then, God, now I have to backtrack, because one of the bad stories that he told me about dating other girls was that he went on a first date, because I gave him shit about something, and he goes, "Well, I did ghost a girl once because I went on a date with her and we were at the movies and she smelled so bad that I just said I had to go to the bathroom and I got up and I left and I never came back." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's awful. That's horrible." He's like, "Yeah, my mom was so mad at me. She said I could never do that again." I was like, "Yeah, well, I would hope so. Like, that's terrible." So that is just another nugget for this full story here. Anyway, okay. The fights are going on, and I've had enough of spending time with this fool. So I was like, "You know what? It's getting late, and I want to be fresh tomorrow morning. So after this next fight, I'm going to go home." And he's like, "What? You shouldn't say you're getting tired and you want to leave on a date." And I was like, "Well, yeah, you know, we've been here for a while. And I mean, I just need to get home. I want to make sure I feel good tomorrow morning so that I can go play tennis." So he's like, "All right, I got to go to the bathroom." Well, he goes to the bathroom, and the time is time is counting down. Like, I didn't even notice for like 10 minutes, and then 20 minutes. And then finally the waiter is like, "Hey, that guy you were with, where did he go?" And I was like, "Oh, he went to the bathroom." And I was like, "Oh my God, I think I'm being ghosted." And he was like, "Do you want me to go check in the bathroom?" So I said, "Yes." And he went and he checked in the bathroom, and the guy was gone. He got up and he walked out. And he left me with a $76 tab. Oh. And again, $76, not that big of a deal. But like, this guy who says, "I'm not 16, I don't ghost people," then tells me a story about how he ghosted someone. And then he That's ghosts hilarious. Me, or even making that comment like, "You weren't going to pay the tab anyway, blah, blah, blah." I was like, this clown has truly delivered the most epic, weird date story ever.
Uh-huh. Go after
and
him?
It gets better, because I am in a Facebook group with like thousands of millennial girls and they're all single, and I shared this story on the group, And they were like, send us his Venmo request or whatever. And so I ended up like sending him a Zelle request for like half the dinner, just as a joke. I didn't really care if he paid me or not. But then like probably 50 girls also sent him a Zelle request or whatever that was like, pay Melissa her money, you little shit. So that was really funny.
That's very funny. First of all, we know Melissa. We love you. You are, of course, a previous guest here on the We're Not Fine podcast.
It's the Let's Fucking Date episode. Yeah. She was literally maybe the highest listened to episode that we've had. People were obsessed with her, too. I could listen to her talk all day. I'm coming after him.
We both are. And of course, hilarious. Yeah, absolutely. We need to like make sure everybody knows his Venmo account. You know, so many things about this. First of all, you're very bright about dating because you do this for a living. You help match make people, all that sort of thing. So I'm very struck by how people who are into relationship work like we are, or the matchmaking situation like you are, like how we date. It's a little bit different.
And you got bamboozled by a clown.
Kind of. First of all, I love that you would watch a fight. You and I have talked about jujitsu before, so I'm loving all of that. And by the way, you just pronounce names so beautifully of the fighters. But you know, yeah, I think I love that you had a boundary the whole time. Like you kind of held your own. I don't want to bet, but it was kind of a funny thing. So I kind of love all of it. And yet, yeah, somebody who, by the way, says I don't ghost is probably a ghoster.
Oh my God. Somebody wants to profess. Did you see that coming from the beginning?
I did, because it was very strange to go out of his way to say, I'm not 16. I don't ghost.
Well,
which tells me that he thought about something.
Well, at the beginning, I was like, that's a good sign. But if you have that's a green flag.
Thou doth protest too much, yeah. Right?
Well, now in hindsight, I can absolutely see that it was foreshadowing. And
it was.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
And also the telling you that he did ghost once, went to the bathroom because the girl smelled and never came back.
That's ghosting.
That's hilarious.
I also want to say, like, one of the things that we wanted to talk about in this dating episode was kind of this whole thing about, like, what do you do if you're in a situation like that? What if somebody really doesn't smell right or smells right. bad and it's offensive? And I might...
Yeah, what do you do?
I really might say something like, which you don't have to ever be mean. You can be nice and say, so...
How are you nice telling someone they smell like cow pies?
Well, you kind of extrapolated there a little bit. Cow pies.
Dragon.
I'm assuming there was some sort of bodily odor that was not fresh.
Or it was patchouli.
I love patchouli.
Petulia oil. Patchouli.
I love Petulia, who wears patchouli. That's what I call you, Petalia.
Petalia. I like it. It's better than halitosis.
I might say, so there is some kind of smell going on that's making me allergic or something. I might
Gag.
Say...
It's making me gag. I might say, do you want a mint?
Is that
I'm,
a hint?
I'm having
Are you offering mint. Me one right now?
I would have
I'm offering a
mint and then offer you a mint. And then I'd be like, maybe you should take
It's three. Not a hint.
Maybe you should take three.
Maybe you should, yeah. Well,
yeah, what do you do? I might fake an emergency. I might have a text a girlfriend to call me with an emergency, and I will say, oh my gosh.
I might make a joke, like depending on what it is, I might say something like, so you must have been sweating a lot today. Like, uh-huh. That was directed towards you.
Oh my God. I did. Sadly, I didn't even get to go on my walk this
Did you
morning.
Go yoga today?
Because your pits tell a tale.
Tell a tale of yoga.
Oh my God.
Tell a tale of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. I don't even know what the, okay. Anyway. So yeah, I don't know. First of all, I love you, Melissa. So
oh my God. What?
I love hearing your voice.
Real
I love
snoosh bag.
Well, you know, what a dick.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, there's a, I don't know what it was. I don't know why he wouldn't like stay and pay the bill. He also, by the way, again, told you he was going to pay the bill no matter what, right?
Yeah. Like everything about him was a real bait and switch.
Can I say to people who are dating, don't lie.
Don't do that.
Be
don't
honest.
Be that guy, because you're going to end up in a voice note on a podcast where everyone is going to hear you and your shenanigans and really judge, because that's not kind or cool. And Melissa is so gorgeous.
You got to be cruel to be kind.
That's not a thing.
That's a lyric from a song.
I'm not buying what
Gotta
you're selling.
Be cruel to be kind.
Oh, it sounds like a she-bop, she-bop. Like from the movie Clue from the 1960s.
Oh,
20s.
That's cute. Sure. That's funny. That's funny. Yeah.
I will say I absolutely adore that you are in a Facebook group full of 500 millennial single women, and it's like, don't F with us or Melissa. And
no one should be F'd with.
It's really cute. Do you know that there is also a Facebook group out there called Are We Dating the Same Guy?
I do know that. I understand it's like discreet and you have to be secretive about admission.
Like you maybe can't.
I have some clients who are in
their name.
Yeah. And you show their picture and you say, anybody know this person?
But you get to tell their story.
You get to tell their story discreetly, and people tell on people who are ghosters, like or players, to use that term that someone used previously. But Melissa, I want to go back to Melissa, because your approach to this, or your affect about like the date and your perspective on it, is to not take it personally. And that's really the other thing I want to say. Other people's decisions are not about us. If somebody has something to say to us, like if I really smell bad during a date,
which he does 90% of the time. And I give him deodorant and mints.
And you love my pheromones.
Yeah, you actually smell good.
Thank you.
To me.
I've been told I'm aware of that.
He smells good, you guys. And look at those shiny pearly whites right there. He also uses beard balm.
I do, and it smells good. Because otherwise it can be unruly and dry.
This was maybe my favorite sandalwood episode ever.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really juicy and horrifying. It makes me glad I'm not dating. But what I really appreciate is that the people that called or like sent the voice notes, the mailbags, all the things, that they have such humor about it. Like there's such a sense of humor about it. And it is quite hilarious. Oh, I did want to add one thing. I was going to read a handful of like just one sentence snippets from people.
About bad dates?
Yes. Should I?
I want to hear about one of your bad dates.
Well, I want to tell one more of this guy that we love.
The one who called in?
Yeah, twice.
I adore this man.
Okay. So the last one, it was
not as much as Melissa.
He just typed it in and it was so hilarious. And he was like, oh, I've got another one for you. I'm allergic to eggs.
Which I'm guessing the person made eggs and then he made out with her, because that's what he does.
Okay. Even better. He didn't realize until it was too late. And I don't know if he went into like anaphylactic shock or hives or whatever, but she used some combination of like eggs and rose petals and olive oil or something, coconut butter. I'm not sure. And
for an egg salad sandwich?
For body lotion.
Oh.
To make her skin soft and supple. And he literally was making out with her and went into full body hives. Or something.
Oh my goodness.
Horrible.
Sakes. Well, there's no way to know. I mean, you're not going to necessarily on a date start by saying, so FYI, I'm allergic to these things. So if you have any peanut oil on your body or coconut oil, let me know now. Or if you've eaten peanuts today and we make out, even if you have no teeth, it's going to be problematic.
Are those teeth or are those peanuts in your face? Thank you for watching us rebrand ourselves. We've got this new logo and this new, like, we are sharpening, fine-tuning.
Did I mention we're on TikTok?
And we're on TikTok. And watch us evolve from really professional, brilliant people into what you see before you today. If you liked this episode, which we know you did, will you follow us on social media, Dr. Talia Jackson, Douglas L. Jensen with an EN, We're Not Fine Pod. We are on YouTube, We're Not Fine. We are on TikTok, We're Not Fine Pod. And if you share us, most importantly, share us. We don't know the difference between Instagram and Instacart.
I do not.
Doug doesn't know that he has a cell phone number that people can text him on. We are just learning about marketing. Get us in front of your friends, in front of your parents, in front of your kids, in front of your worst enemy, your boyfriend's work wife.
Or call in about your worst enemy and say, what the?
contact@wearenotfine.com for real.
Is it on our website?
It's on our website, which is wearenotfine.com. Get in on there. Send us things.
We're not fine. Soon to be on merchandise everywhere.
Yes, we're thinking about t-shirts with Jimmy Goat.
Yeah, we are putting Jimmy Goat on there.
We can't figure out if we say got relationship and then Jimmy Goat has a milk mustache. Is that a copyright issue? We're rebranding.
So yes, I am excited and I loved these people who all three of them who gave us some stuff. I do need to meet the dude.
He's
very funny and a good storyteller. And Melissa, I already know you and I love you. So thank you for giving us your beautiful, beautiful insights again.
And I love y'all as well. And I know who the first one was and I can't believe you got bitten. Not okay.
Yeah. The more I think about that, like that was our first one. And I kind of feel like we neglected to really say how offensive it is to harm somebody physically.
We are going to wrap up
by
saying Doug's not fine, but at least you did not have to be given the Heimlich in the green mill after eating a Cobb salad and choking on a tiny morsel of bacon.
So to clarify, I did not actually have to get the Heimlich. I just wanted to alert people that I was choking.
And how did you
do that? If I pat out, this is really embarrassing. I literally went to the bar and I tapped on the bar until the bartender looked at me and said, I don't know what to do. I'm like, well, that's not helpful.
Wait, is that what's been going on for the last year and a half of our podcast? Is when you tap on the table, it's because you're choking?
Yeah, thanks for noticing, man.
We love you guys.
Love y'all. Take care. See you next week.